This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. The meaning of right and wrong was front and center in a case that blew in with Hurricane Katrina. Gabriel decided to take possession and resell cars that had been abandoned by their owners. He ended up being indicted on 19 counts of selling stolen vehicles. The FBI then learned from Gabriel's roommate that he had forged a receipt for the cars. And after Gabriel's lawyer handed over a copy, prosecutors filed additional charges under a statute that penalizes anyone who corruptly obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding. Gabriel was acquitted of theft, but convicted of obstructing justice. He appealed, citing a recent Supreme Court case that defines corrupt as, quote, acting with evil or wicked purpose. But the court ruled that acting corruptly requires nothing more than consciousness of wrongdoing and upheld his conviction. As for the difference between right and wrong, as Huck Finn said, what's the use you learning to do right when it ain't no trouble to do wrong and the wages is just the same? This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts go to lookingatthelaw.com.